Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Spangler. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Torre. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hendley. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Bob Hendley. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Duffalo. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jim Duffalo. And now, play ball. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan misplays the ball. That's an error on Pagan. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews takes first base on ball four. Spangler moves to second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron strikes out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock takes first base on ball four. Spangler moves to third. Mathews moves to second. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre takes first base on ball four. Spangler scores. Mathews moves to third. Adcock moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Braves. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Keene for the double play. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Hendley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mathews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alou moves to third. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Alou scores. Two outs. It's Braves, 1, Giants, 1. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Adcock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a fly ball into center field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Duffalo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffalo hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Torre hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling bunts in front of the plate. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Torre moves to second. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Hendley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hendley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves won, and the Giants won. The Braves will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Spangler hits a fly ball into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mathews hits a fly ball into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 2 in the game. Aaron hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves won, and the Giants won. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mathews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves won, and the Giants won. The Braves will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. May moves to second. One out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Torre hits a fly ball into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves won, and the Giants won. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Duffalo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffalo is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffalo hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Keene hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 2 in the game. Hiller hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves won, and the Giants won. The Braves will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Bob Hendley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendley bunts towards the mound. Duffalo fields it and throws to first for the out. McMillan moves to third. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Spangler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Matthews hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hiller reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Torre and he is out, McMillan applying the tag. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cepeda takes first base on ball 4. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 2 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 3 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bailey fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bailey. Aaron moves to third. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Adcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aaron scores. May moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Braves. Stu Miller now pitching. Eddie Bresud now playing third base. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to third for the out. Adcock moves to second. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive towards short. Pagan catches it and steps on second to double up Adcock. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. John Orsino pinch hits for Ed Bailey. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orsino moves to second. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Torre throws the ball towards third to get the runner. He throws it away into left field. May throws it back to Torre, who tags the runner out. Pagan moves to third. Bresud moves to second. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keene is walked intentionally. Joey Amalfitano pinch hits for Chuck Hiller. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfita no strikes out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a pop-up towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. John Orsino now catching. Joey Amalfitano now playing second base. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hendley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendley hits a pop-up towards third. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Spangler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cepeda hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 3, and Milwaukee Braves, 2. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.